O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're diving deep into, well, a really profound institutional shift for the Church of England. We're talking about the historic appointment of Bishop Sarah Mullooly as the first woman Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yeah, announced October 2025. It's genuinely monumental.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this isn't just a role, right? It's leading the entire Anglican Communion. That's what, 95 million people worldwide?
Exactly. 95 million across 165 countries. And you've got to remember, this institution goes way back. Henry VIII, 1534.
So for centuries, always a man at the helm.
Always. So this shift, it's not just symbolic for England. It's about who steps up to lead this massive, sometimes fractured global body in the 21st century. You know, it's a huge undertaking.
Right. Leading something that old, that big, it needs a clear vision. What are her stated goals? What's the mission here?
Well, the sources say she wants to, quote, listen deeply, unite people, and bring hope and healing.
Listen, unite, heal. Okay. But how does that square with the current situation?
Ugh, well, that's where it gets tricky, doesn't it? Those goals immediately run up against some serious internal friction.
You mean the big public debates? Things like assisted dying?
That, and also the really contentious issue around blessings for same-sex couples. These aren't quiet disagreements.
No, they're fundamental, ethical, almost political questions for many. So how does she plan to unite people when she has known positions? Like, sources say she opposes assisted suicide.
Right, she does. But she's also on record defending what she calls a pastoral approach to diversity regarding the same-sex blessings. It's a fine line.
So trying to hold that tension.
Exactly. And I think her background is maybe the key insight here. She's not approaching this just as a theologian, perhaps.
Ah, okay. Let's get into that, because her history is really fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not the typical clergy career path.
Not at all. Before ordination, she was an oncology nurse.
An oncology nurse. Wow. And then she moved into public service.
And how? She became the youngest ever national director of nursing for the British government. Youngest ever. Well, that's a whole different world from parish work.
It really is. Policy governance at a national level. And didn't she receive a title for that work?
Yes, she was made a dame in 2005 for her services to nursing and public health. She even had a seat in the House of Lords.
So a dame, a high-level civil servant, then she enters the church in a serious way.
And she explicitly connects her leadership style that focus on listening and guidance back to her healthcare experience.
Makes sense. Dealing with patients, high-stakes situations.
Yeah, that kind of ethical, emotional, practical training. It's different from purely academic theology. It's about care, yes, but also high-level management and navigating complex systems.
So let's zoom out again. The Anglican Communion, 95 million people, 165 countries. How does this specific background, this damehood, this nursing experience, help with the global challenges?
Well, the challenges are immense, frankly. You've got devastating abuse scandals that need addressing declining attendance in many parts of the world.
Modernization versus tradition.
Exactly. And those deep, deep divisions between conservative and liberal factions globally. Her background in public health and governance, dealing with complex ethical issues practically. It's seen as potentially crucial for tackling these social and moral pressures.
So if we synthesize what the sources are suggesting, it's that maybe the experience of being a nurse, a top civil servant, a dame, maybe that's the kind of preparation needed now to handle these huge religious and ethical rifts. It kind of flips the script on traditional religious leadership.
It certainly does. And that brings us to a question for you, the listener, to think about. Considering these massive global challenges churches face, modernization, internal divisions, ethical crises, does the future of spiritual leadership perhaps need fewer purely traditional theologians and maybe more leaders with this kind of deep practical experience in fields like healthcare, governance, the sort of political real world stuff?
A really challenging question for, well, a rapidly changing world. That was our deep dive into the sources surrounding Bishop Sarah Mullooly's historic appointment. If you found this deep dive helpful, please do subscribe and maybe share it. We'd really appreciate it.
comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.